Hey guys, how are you? I trust you're all having a lovely day, a lovely evening, depending on which corner of the earth you're listening this from. My name is Marianne and welcome to my podcast. It is a journey. This podcast is a journey that I'm inviting you to walk with me. And there is a reason why I call it, or I name this, Get the Limits Off or Limitless. I like to call it Limitless. And the reason for that is because I realize that so many of us are walking a journey, but we have not gotten to a point where we can really confidently say that we are walking an authentic journey. And that being the case, so many of us fall prey into this whole thing of trying to walk another person's journey. Because let's be honest, in this time and age of social media, it is so easy for us to feel left out. It is so easy for us to feel like we are not making an impact, that we are falling so far behind. We feel like failures because our peers seem to be so much farther ahead of us. We feel like we've not made it in life because the people that we grew up with seem to have it all figured out. They have this amazing family, the complete picket fence, a house with a picket fence. There is a wife or a husband. There are children over there and a dog. And when we look at all these photos on social media, it's easy to feel so. Oh, what's a word? It's easy to feel like such a failure. It's easy to look at your life and wonder, what good am I? I mean, I don't even have a car, or my car is just this old thing, and everyone seems to be getting the latest model. My life seems to be pushing or lagging behind, while everyone else seems to be getting the next promotion, buying another house, getting another car, sending their kids to private schools. And I don't even have any of that. It's easy to sit back and feel sorry for yourself and feel like you're an absolute failure. But the purpose of this podcast is to remind you that you are walking your own unique path. You have your path. It has your name on it. And your path has its own unique challenges. It has its own unique valleys which you must cross. It has its own unique mountains which you must climb. It has its own unique crocodiles in the swamp that need to be overcome. What I'm trying to say is there are challenges that you will encounter as an individual in your life. As much as we know, whatever challenge you're facing is not just unique to you, but generally other people in their own different spaces have gone through a similar challenge. But again, it's not to say that whatever you're going through is nothing. It's not to disqualify your experience or your own unique walk. I'm here to let you know that you are having a unique walk. You have a very unique walk, and you cannot keep walking and think you're going to get ahead if you keep looking beside you or behind you or other, sideways or even in front at others who you think have gone ahead, and begin to compare your journey with their journey. That is a huge injustice which you're doing to yourself. So, join me on this journey as we walk our own unique paths. At the end of the day, what we want to do is live life to the fullest. Get to a point where we say, you know what? I actually lived a limitless life. I actually lived a happy life. I was fulfilled with my life. Someone said that at the end of the day, and it was a nurse who was giving this research, saying that after they've worked with people who got to a point where they were transitioning into eternity, and the thing that these people asked when they were right at the edge of transition and they knew they were stepping into eternity, the only question they ever really asked, truly asked, was, Where is my family? Nobody stopped and asked about their vehicles. Nobody stopped and asked about the money in their bank. Nobody stopped to ask about their villas, their houses. Nobody was asking about that. But what everybody was asking about was the family. And when you think about it, you realize that at the end of the day, the greatest investment you'll ever make is the investment in people. That is not something that's spoken about. We're in a society that judges success by the number of vehicles that are parked in your garage or by the estate that you live in. And nothing could be further from the truth. Those are not marks of success. If you were to ask me what success really is, I would say that success is living out your life, one, authentically, two, being right at the center of God's will for your life. When you look at your life, are you happy about it? Are you excited every time you wake up? Do you feel like you're doing the very thing that God called you and you know, prepared you to do from the foundations of the earth? What is stopping you from being everything that you could be? These are the limitations that I'm talking about. And these are the limitations that I look forward to, first of all, identifying, and number two, breaking. And let me say this. Even as we talk about breaking limitations, it's really important for us to understand the foundation on which we're doing the things that we're doing. And our foundation really is the Word of God. I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. I cannot tell you the number of times my life has, I felt that I was, you know, I was sort of given, I was about to say another life, but it's true, because really what I was given was another life, you know, like they say cats have nine lives, you know. When every time I've come to the end of myself and I've gotten to a point where I don't know what to do, I don't know where to face, I really have no idea which direction to seek. Every time I've gotten there, the thing that has held me so closely, the thing that has held me so strongly is this one thing, that my hope is in God, that He can never leave me, He can never forsake me. In my times, in my lowest of seasons, I have learned to trust Him. In my highest of seasons, I have learned to be grateful to Him. He's the anchor, really. He is the anchor that holds my soul. I do not know who or what holds you when life hits you. You know, they say when life throws lemons at you, then it's a great opportunity for you to make some lemonade, huh? Yes, it's true. You could make lemonade out of what life has thrown at you. But more importantly, it's so much better. You can't just be positive. Positivity will only get you so far. But when you have hope, and when you have faith, those are anchors. Those are like foundations which cannot be broken. Therefore, the question is, what really is your foundation? And when the storms are hitting and life seems to, you know, to throw you off, where do you run to? Who do you run to? I could invite you. If you're not a believer, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, I would invite you to give your life to Him. I would invite you to allow Him to be the anchor that holds your soul. I would invite you to allow Him to be the Lord and the Savior of your soul. And as we walk along this journey, I really do look forward to interacting more, to speaking, to getting to know you and getting to speak to you. I pray that this podcast will speak right to your spirit. At the end of the day, my greatest desire is to impact your life, to empower you, so that you get to a point where you stand, you arise, and you say, hey, I've broken all the limits. I have gotten all my limits off. I have no limits in my life. I am flying. I am limitless. I am blessed. I am living my best life now. That is really, truly my desire. And so, why don't you join us every week? Or, you know, we could be doing this every week or twice a week. You never know. You never know. We're beginning this, and it's really an exciting project. And not just a project. It's really an interesting, exciting endeavor. And it's all for the glory of God. So once more, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. This is Marianne. You're getting your limits off. God bless you. Bye-bye.